It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
When we last left our heroes, they were racing through time and space, hot on the heels of evil mastermind Dr. Steve, who had jumped back to the year 1805 to steal a compass from the Lewis and Clark expedition. They had also been burdened with the responsibility of taking care of Dr. Floyd's mother's Pomeranian puppy, Mr. Beardychins, and decided to bring him along with them.
Well, Mr. Beardychins is finally sleeping quietly, Dr. Floyd.
Really?
Yeah, he must be worn out from chewing up your recent copy of Brilliant Scientist Monthly Digest.
Dagnabbit!
Chip says we're coming out of the time and space stream now in Missouri, 1805.
Excellent! Now we've got to locate Dr. Steve and Fidget and make sure they stay away from Lewis and Clark.
As Dr. Floyd's ship lands, let's see what that no-good Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget are up to.
Okay, Fidget, it looks like the fire has died down and Lewis and Clark are sleeping. Now's our chance to sneak into the camp and swipe a compass.
As Dr. Steve creeps into the camp, let's turn our attention to Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, who are now descending their time and spaceship's gangplank.
Come on, Dr. Grant, come out quickly and shut the door.
Why's that, Dr. Floyd?
Because we don't want Mr. Beardychins.
Just then, Mr. Beardychins makes a mad dash down the ramp, past our heroes, and into the bushes of the wilderness.
To get out? Confound it, Dr. Grant. Now we have to stop Dr. Steve and find Mr. Beardychins.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I know. You just better hope he doesn't get eaten by a bear or anything.
We'd better split up then. How about Chips and I go stop Dr. Steve and you go find Mr. Beardychins?
Okay, will do. Let's keep in touch with our handy communicator rings.
We have handy communicator rings?
Of course we do. Here's yours.
How come you never mentioned these until now?
Because if there's one thing this situation needs, it's a well-placed plot device.
Great idea. Okay, let's go.
Dr. Floyd heads off into the direction that Mr. Beardychins was running, and Dr. Grant and Chip start trekking towards the camp of Lewis and Clark, where Dr. Steve is now tiptoeing.
Fidget, the supply boxes are over there. The one marked navigation must hold the compasses. Yes, we'll just grab it and go. There's no Dr. Floyd in sight.
As Dr. Steve reaches for the box of supplies, let's see how Dr. Floyd is faring in a search for Mr. Beardychins.
Oh, Mr. Beardychins, where are you, Mr. Beardychins? I have a nice little cookie for you.
Just then, Dr. Floyd sees two yellow eyes staring at him from under the bushes.
Oh, there you are. Come here, boy. Come here. I just want to... Come on now, don't be grumpy like that. Dr. Floyd just wants to take you back to the ship and... No, down boy! Bad Mr. Beardychins! Oh, my head!
As Dr. Floyd wrestles with Mr. Beardychins, let's see what progress Dr. Grant and Chips have made.
Chips, look, there's Dr. Steve. He's going through those boxes. We've got to stop him. A pebble? What are you going to use a pebble for?
With deadly accuracy only befitting a robot, Chips hurls the pebble directly at the head of the sleeping Meriwether Lewis.
Ow! Hey, what hit me?
Lewis looks around the camp just in time to see a grinning Dr. Steve holding one of their compasses.
Hey, get away from there! Clark, wake up!
Huh? What?
We're being robbed! Get your guns!
Let's get out of here, Fidget.
Dr. Steve and Fidget dive into the bushes, heading back towards their ship.
Come on, we're almost to the ship, Fidget.
Just then, Dr. Steve and Fidget are stopped dead in their tracks by a growling sound from the bushes in front of them.
Fidget, there's something ahead of us in that bush. Go see what it is. I'm not going to go. It could be a bear.
You'd better hope it's a bear, because he's going to go a lot easier on you than we are.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I suppose you would like your compass back.
That would be a good start.
Well, here you go, then.
Dr. Steve throws the compass high in the air back towards Lewis and Clark, and as they stare at it, him and Fidget jump into the bushes, running back towards their ship.
Look at him run.
Yeah, what a chicken. Let's go lock down those supplies.
As Lewis and Clark head back to their camp, Dr. Grant and Chips come out of their hiding spot.
That animal is still in the bushes? I hope it's not a really big... It's Mr. Beardychins! Come here, boy! Boy, wouldn't Dr. Steve be embarrassed to know he was scared of a Pomeranian puppy? You're right, Chips. Hello, Dr. Floyd. Come in, Dr. Floyd.
I'm here, Dr. Grant. Did you stop Dr. Steve?
Well, Lewis and Clark did, but he got away again.
Oh, of course. I was able to get Mr. Beardychins. Come on back to the ship. I'm going to lie down now. Floyd, over now.
He was able to get Mr. Beardychins, but we have Mr. Beardychins.
Upon returning to their ship, Dr. Grant and Chips find a tattered and scratched Dr. Floyd leaning up against a large wooden crate. When Mr. Beardychins sees Dr. Floyd, he hops out of Dr. Grant's hands and runs over to him, licking his face.
Oh, hello, Mr. Beardychins. Say, how did you get out of the crate?
Dr. Floyd, Mr. Beardychins was with us the whole time.
No, I caught him and put him in his crate. He put up a heck of a fight for such a little guy.
Just then, whatever is in the crate begins to scratch at the sides, loosening the nails holding the crate together.
Dr. Floyd, I don't think you caught Mr. Beardychins. I think you caught something else and he's getting out. Get on the ship!
As our heroes dive aboard the ship, the crate splits open and as the ramp is closing, they can see the outline of a huge gray wolf in the settling dust. Our heroes waste no time in firing up the ship's engines and jumping back into the time and space stream after Dr. Steve and Fidget. Where will their adventures take them next? Will they be able to thwart Dr. Steve and Fidget? And just how long will they have to puppy sit Mr. Beardychins? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. That's an awfully big wolf. Little help for the narrator, please.